Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Blue moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. There goes Kerr. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca is hit by the pitch. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Thomas. Rhein moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Rhein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Klein. Kerr moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Kerr scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simons takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Blue reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Bob Klein. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.